listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations.
Welcome back to Season 7, Episode 21. Today I'm talking about something that sounds simple, but can completely change how you move through life. Alignment. Not perfection, not having everything figured out, not waking up every morning feeling peaceful and positive. I'm talking about what happens when the way you think, the things you value, and the way you actually live begin moving in the same direction. Because sometimes what we're calling stress is actually misalignment. Sometimes what we're calling confusion is the tension of knowing something isn't right for us, but continuing to participate in it. Sometimes we're exhausted because our mouths keep saying yes, while something inside us has been saying no for months. And sometimes we don't need another motivational quote. We need to get back into alignment with ourselves. Today, I'm going to be talking about how. Let's make alignment practical. Alignment means that there's a greater consistency between what I know, what I value, what I feel, what I say, and what I do. Notice I said greater consistency, not perfection, because we are human. There will always be moments when our behavior doesn't completely reflect our values. But when we live in chronic misalignment, we usually feel it. You feel restless, irritable, emotionally drained, resentful, disconnected. You may find yourself saying something just doesn't feel right. And here's an example. You say family is important to you, but you're working 7 days a week and haven't had dinner with the people you love in months. There's a gap. You say your mental health is important, but you're answering work emails at midnight. There's a gap. You say you value honesty, but you keep pretending you're okay in a relationship or a friendship where you're deeply unhappy. There's a gap. And those gaps matter because eventually the distance between what we value and how we're living begins creating emotional tension. And here's something that we all may have learned both professionally and personally. Life gives us information. Every experience doesn't need to be labeled good or bad immediately. Sometimes it's information. The relationship didn't work out? Information. The job you thought you wanted but now dread going to? Information. The friendship changed? Information. The boundary someone didn't respect? Definitely information. Even disappointment can tell you something. And I think this is where we can shift how we understand difficult seasons. I don't believe we need to romanticize suffering. I'm never going to tell someone that every painful experience happened because they needed it. Sometimes terrible things happen. Sometimes people behave badly. Sometimes systems fail us. Sometimes life is simply unfair. But once something has happened, we can ask, what can I learn about myself from this? That's different. We don't have to call pain a gift in order to grow from it. We don't have to be grateful for mistreatment to recognize what it taught us about boundaries. And we don't have to pretend something didn't hurt in order to decide that will not be wasted. That's alignment. And now I'm going to take a moment and invite you to join me in a mindful check-in. Take a slow breath with me. Inhale and exhale. Again, inhale and hold for a second. And now release. And ask yourself, Where in my life do I feel most like myself? And notice what comes up. Now ask, where in my life do I feel like I'm constantly performing, shrinking, explaining, or betraying myself? Don't fix anything yet. Just notice, because awareness comes before alignment. One more deep breath in and exhale. And let's keep going. When I think about alignment, I think about three important areas: wisdom, compassion, and personal power. Your wisdom helps you to see clearly. Your heart allows you to remain compassionate, and your personal power helps you to act. You need all three. Wisdom without compassion can become cold. Compassion without boundaries can become self-abandonment. Power without wisdom can become control. But when all three are working together, something changes. You can say, I understand why you behave that way, but I still don't accept how you treated me. That's alignment. You can love someone and establish a boundary. You can forgive someone and decide they no longer have access to you. You can understand someone's trauma without making yourself responsible for fixing it. You can be compassionate without becoming compliant. And you can be powerful without becoming hard. That's emotional maturity. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. Let's talk about the mind, because sometimes the first thing that pulls us out of alignment isn't what's happening. It's the story we immediately create about what happened. You receive difficult news and your mind says, I can't handle this. You make a mistake. Your mind says, I always mess things up. You have 10 things to do. It's too much. Someone rejects you. No one is ever going to choose me. Notice how quickly one moment becomes a conclusion about your entire life. And here's where I want you to practice something different. Instead of asking, how am I going to handle all of this, ask, what can I do next? That's it. Not next month, not the entire plan. What's next? Maybe the next step is making a phone call. Maybe it's sending an email. Maybe it's drinking some water and going to sleep before making a decision. Maybe it's scheduling an appointment. Maybe it's apologizing. Maybe it's saying no. Maybe it's doing absolutely nothing for 10 minutes so your nervous system can settle. When the mind jumps 10 miles ahead, bring it back one step. That's how we can restore agency. And anxiety loves the future. Regret loves the past. But your power exists in the present. You cannot change what happened 5 years ago from 5 years ago. You can only respond to it from here. You cannot solve next Thursday or Tuesday morning. You can prepare. You can plan. But you can only live right now. And this is where mindfulness becomes more than meditation. Mindfulness asks, what does this moment require from me? Not, how do I fix my entire life today? What does this moment require? sometimes transformation isn't one dramatic decision. It's a series of ordinary decisions made with intention. One boundary, one conversation, one application, one therapy appointment, one walk, one answer, one breath, one next right step. And now let's talk about relationships, because nothing will reveal where you're still working on yourself quite like another human being. You can meditate for 30 minutes in complete peace, and then someone sends one text message. Suddenly, all of that inner peace is under investigation, and that's life. Relationships reveal our tender places. Someone interrupts you, and you become very angry. Why? Someone doesn't respond immediately and suddenly you're nervous. Why? Someone questions your decision and now you feel the need to defend your entire resume. Why? That doesn't necessarily mean that the other person is right. And this is important. Self-reflection does not require taking responsibility for everyone else's behavior. Sometimes people generally cross boundaries. But even then, we can ask, why did this particular interaction affect me so deeply? Maybe the lesson is patience. Maybe it's assertiveness. Maybe it's recognizing that you're still seeking approval. Maybe it's learning that you don't have to explain yourself. Maybe it's finally accepting the situation is no longer healthy for me. Sometimes alignment brings people closer. And sometimes alignment shows you where distance is necessary. There are people who believe healing means becoming tougher, and I disagree. Healing can make you softer and stronger at the same time. A tender heart isn't an unprotected heart. You can remain loving while having boundaries. You can remain compassionate while recognizing manipulation. You can be empathetic and still say no. You can wish someone well from a distance. And you can change the story you tell yourself. Instead of, I should have known better, try, I know differently now. Instead of, I wasted all of those years, try, those years taught me what I will no longer accept. Instead of, why does this keep happening to me, ask what pattern is asking for my attention. Curiosity opens doors that self-criticism keeps closed. And here are a few questions that I want you to sit with this week. Where are you saying yes while feeling no? Where are you staying quiet because honesty might make someone uncomfortable? Where are you working harder to maintain an image? To maintain your peace? Where are you tolerating because changing it would require courage? Who are you when no one needs anything from you? And here's the big one. Does the life you're currently living reflect the person you're becoming? And you don't have to rush that answer. Completion means recognizing where you can no longer keep betraying what you know. Maybe you've completed the season of over-explaining. Maybe you're done chasing validation. Maybe you've finished trying to make yourself comfortable in places you've outgrown. Completion says, I've learned what I've needed to learn here. Reflection asks, what keeps pulling me out of alignment? Is it fear, approval, guilt, comparison, old conditioning? Am I responding to who I am today or who I had to be 10 years ago? Reflection allows us to notice without immediately condemning ourselves. Renewal doesn't require rebuilding your entire life by Monday morning. Renewal asks, what's my next aligned step? One decision, one boundary, one conversation, one act of courage, one intentional choice. That's enough to begin. And as I close today's episode, I want you to remember that alignment isn't a destination where nothing bothers you anymore. It isn't life without conflict, disappointment, anxiety, or uncertainty. Alignment is knowing how to return to yourself when life pulls you away. It's recognizing when your thoughts are taking you somewhere your values don't want to go. It's allowing your heart to remain open without giving everyone unlimited access to it. It's using your personal power without needing to overpower anyone else. And most importantly, it's understanding that you don't need to figure out your entire life today. You just need enough clarity for the next step. That's the work of Season 7. Completion. Recognize what you've outgrown. Reflection. Listen carefully to what your life is showing you. And renewal. Choose the next action that brings you closer to who you want to become. You don't have to force alignment. Sometimes you simply have to stop ignoring what you already know. Until next time, take care of your mind, protect your heart, and remember, you are the most important person in your life.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.